Blog Talk Radio.
Warning, the following show just contains a lot of craziness, nut jobs and school jobs, blow jobs, whatever you want to call it. It's just going to be weird. So listener discretion is advised.
Love.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of the Archer Jones Show. I'm your host, Archer Jones. Well, I know there's stuff to talk about. My Twitter doesn't want to act right because it don't want to post that I'm live on the radio. So, might as well just get through it and just move on to the next. But, anyways, let's see what's going on in the world this week. Tasha, what's wrong with you? And look at her pretty baby. My dog is licking me, my little puppy girl here. Don't worry, Libby, I love you too. But I do apologize for not doing the show yesterday. I have a important event that I had to go to. So I apologize for that. But just trying to see on the feed what crazy news that we got going on this week. Today, yes, today is March 3rd. Just one of those things. Yeah, she just couldn't stop. But anyways, there's a video out that these girls out there, they were jumping on this one girl just out of nowhere. So I know if y'all want to see it, it's on the Archer Jones Show page on Facebook. So I'm going to play it, and hopefully y'all can hear it. But if you want to see it, go on my page and look at it. And here we go.
Oh,
The only thing you can say is one girl in the pink got kicked in the face, just like repeatedly. I don't want to play it again. I'm sorry, I just accidentally just played. And it's crazy, like, you think fights with men is that bad, but fights with girls could be as bad as well. It's like, oh, man. I don't know. I was shocked when I saw this and just, like, surprised. And I put, like, ghetto-ass girls and men like that. Because it was some guys in the background were just, like, cheering it on. It was like, dude, break it up. Especially a girl getting kicked like that. I wouldn't even go that far, kicking somebody in the head. Kidding me? But just some people, I tell you. I swear. Something interesting, Judge Joe Brown got arrested earlier this week. I'm just going to read the article on what it says. So just give me a moment here. Come on. Okay. Judge Joe Brown arrested Monday afternoon on contempt of court charge, was released several hours later on his own recognized after an order signed by Judge James Beasley, Shelby County Sheriff Spokesman Chip Washington said. Judge Brown, a Democrat candidate for the Shelby County District Attorney General's office, spent almost 4 hours in jail. Apparently, Judge Brown was at the Shelby County Juvenile Court, and he wanted to speak on behalf of a juvenile in a child support case. He was waiting for the court to bring the child's documents. And they do got some audio on here, but not going to play it. It's being reported that Judge Brown requested that the juvenile court and judge threatened to take matter into judicial review. 66-year-old former television judge and Shelby County Criminal Court judge was physically removed from the courtroom and held in contempt for 5 days. Wow. Juvenile court chief Dan Michael told Fox 13 News that Brown nearly started a riot in the courtroom 5. He was brought out in handcuffs. The witness who was in the courtroom 5 at the time Brown's trial says Brown told magistrate he had no authority. He was transported to 201 Poplar in downtown Memphis shortly after 3 p.m., where he was still booked, where he was booked, photographed, and fingerprinted. Shelby County Jail Administrator says Brown will be held in the Criminal Justice Center in protected custody, segregated from general population until either he has served his sentence or is released beforehand. Let's see, there's more here. In a statement from the judge, Curtis S. Person, anyone who comes before a juvenile court of Memphis and Shelby County will be treated fairly with dignity and with respect. Anyone who acts in a contentious manner towards the court, towards in any manner of the court, towards any employee of this court, or towards any visitor of this court will be dealt with approximately according to the laws of the state of Tennessee. Wow. Well, for one, I didn't know that he was really done off the air. That I didn't know. I thought he was still, on. But this is one of those things that's just like, what? No, I'm just sorry. I'm just being a little funny like that. But I kind of thought that this is one of the things you kind of thought that the show was still going on, but it isn't. And I think he was trying to defend this guy, like whoever this, you know, this guy is. Well, it's good. It's good that he is, but he must have a strong case and stuff just to, you know, follow this guy. Not follow, but go to back up for this guy. But let me. This is one of the things you just think just doesn't happen. I know they got a video about it and stuff on here too, but just one of the things. I just thought his show was still going on. I didn't know he stopped. Must be not, you know, enough ratings or whatever. But I don't know. Case may be, it happened. This is one of those things you just like. Well, that's, I think that's something. Okay, so I'm going to take a little break. There's more news to come. There may be a tour on the 90s pop bands. And Summerfest announced their headlines. And Daredevil show coming up on Netflix and more. So we will be right back and listen to last week's song of the week.
Where you been? Where you been all my life?
Right.
And that was this week's, well, Marvel say this last Friday's. I'm supposed to put it up, or I finally put it up. This was Song of the Week, DMX, Where the Hood At. And it was also, if I was wrestling, this would have been my theme song. It would have been. But, anyways, there's a video up here that's like, there's a mom that's like twerking in front of her kids. Let's just play this. It's insane, but check out the video on my page. Mm-hmm. very so sweet summer as well. It's so sweet as well. Like, I don't know how it's going to come out, but... No, I don't know how it's going to taste. Okay. For all y'all that was listening to that, is the lady, I guess her kids and like a friend just like watching her twerking. The funny thing is, like, why would you do that in front of your kids, first of all? Second of all, why would you just, you know, because you have the friend right there that's encouraged it to happen. It's just bad parenting in general. Somebody put on my page, they were saying, this is just wrong. What is wrong with people? Believe me, there must be a lot wrong with this person for her just to do that in front of her kids. Like, do that somewhere else. And you got the boy that's on there confused. And you got the little girl that don't even know what's going on. And the friend is trying to promote her to keep going with it. I don't get it. I really don't. There's a big possibility that two of the biggest pop duos out there that was in the late 90s will tour together. That'd be the Backstreet Boys and the Spice Girls. They might tour together, so if it does happen, that'll be cool, and I will be there.
Last year, the Backstreet Boys toured with New Kids on the Block.
Yeah, New Kids on the Block. That was 2 years ago.
I thought it was last year.
2 years ago.
Okay.
Yep. So, if that happens, I will be there. And speaking of tours, Summerfest here in Milwaukee announced, I don't know if it's going to be all of their lineups, but I think, in my opinion, it's one of the best lineups they had in years.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see if I can. Well, besides like the main attractions that's going to be there at the Marcus Amphitheater with Bruno Mars, Lady Gaga, Dave Matthews Band, Outkast, Brad Paisley, Darius Rucker, Motley Crue, Zac Brown Band, Fall Out Boy, Paramore, and Gary Clark Jr. And I think there's a few more that they're going to add on there, but we'll see. And the additional acts is New Order, Rise Against, Kip Moore, Ray Gauman. I apologize if I said the name wrong. Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, Nas, Brand New, The Neighborhood, Fixing the Tantrums, Ludacris, Five Finger Death Punch, The Fray, The Heads and the Heart, Neon Trees, The Airborne Toxic Event, Tegan and Sarah, B.O.B., Robert DeLong, Melissa Etheridge, Bonnie Raitt, Atmosphere, Girl Talk, Rio Speedwagon, and they always here every year. Ben Harper and Charlie Musa White, ZZ Ward, Humphrey McGee, Cheap Trick, Walk Off the Earth, Ziggy Marley, Congos, A Great Big World, 38 Special, Jake Miller, Cool in the Game, Switchfoot, Jake Bug, Wonder Mountain and Stream Band, Bleachers, OAR, Time Flies, Waiters, Lost Lonely Boys, Scotty McCree, Pentatonix, if I said it right, Slow-Mo, Blackberry Smoke, Rusted Roots, George Thorogood and the Destroyers, DJ Paulie D from Jersey Shore, Kansas, Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, Trombone Shortly in the Orleans Avenue, Michael McDonald, Clay Walker, The Crystal Method, Dennis DeYoung and Music at 6. My Chachu, Crowder, Best Coast, Ty Mahal, Trio.
Hey, David.
David Neal, The Whole City, Delta Ray, Cowboy Mouse, Saints of Valerie, Bambino, Capecchi Family Band, Moon Taxi, St. Luca, Wild Feathers, James Hunter, Six, St. Fermion, Bad Sons, Kitten, Wild Club, and Four Events. And don't forget, they got, you know, the traditional, like, local bands and stuff like that. And I don't know if they're going to still have that Battle of the Bands this year, but... Huh? Yeah, I was saying, because I know they do have, like, local bands that's going to be playing there, too. Who knows? Who knows? So there could be more that they could add, but we'll see. Interesting thing that they're going to do the Daredevil show on Netflix. And Michael C. Hall is reportedly going to be playing the Masked Crusader. Like I said, this is going to be, they're just going to show exclusively on Netflix, but it will be worth watching whenever I get the chance. But also, since the Bucks did lose last night and 76ers ended their 26-game losing streak, and they beat Detroit. The thing is, I'm trying to think, because they said ever since they had that streak going on, the Bucks won 6 games. But the Bucks are still, like, the worst team in the NBA. But me, I just hope they keep on losing only because so they can get a good draft pick. That's just my opinion. And there's a question that they have on here. Which Milwaukee established that no longer in business would you most like to still have around? Oh, believe me. I know a lot of people say Big Boys. I don't know. It's just like half of the stuff you just can't remember. It's just like hopefully they're like they add some stuff that's there. What they're trying to do, like they adding a new apartment complex in downtown area. They still got that other one that they was trying to make that's on hold. That's gonna be by the lakefront. It's just big stuff that's coming. So hopefully they just keep on going with that. Oh crap, I got 5 minutes left. The fail of the day, there's a boy that tried to jump off the chair to the swimming pool, and check the video out. It's hella funny. For one, would you want to turn the chair around and have it facing the other way? I at least would have done that. And two, such ungrateful friends they are. It's just crazy. But I guess that's the fail for the day, according to Deluxe Magazine. A quick thing before we go off the air. CBS is planning on canceling The Crazy Ones, although they are doing very good in ratings. And I guess the main reason why they want to cancel The Crazy Ones is because of money issues. Yeah, Sarah Michelle Gellar, Robin Williams. They're getting paid a lot, plus some of the other cast and stuff too. But I just don't get, like, okay, because of money issues, they want to cancel it. That's the same thing with the Comedy Central with the Jeff Dunham show. They had to cancel it because of money issues. This just crazy. But anyways, check out more of our shows on WFSO Radio Network, this network. Also, WrestlingFansSpeakOut.Weebly.com. Check that out. And I do apologize because it was supposed to be a show that was supposed to happen last night, but I don't know if that person forget or whatever, but I guess we're going to have to change something with that, but we do apologize. Wait a minute. Got a caller on air. Caller, you're on the air.
Hello, Artro.
Is this who I think it is?
Whoa, let me just say something.
Okay.
I just want to apologize.
I was going to say, you've done that already. It's cool.
No, I want to apologize to Hazel and Jeff. I was being a total jerk.
It's okay, although she's not here, but I'll let her know that you said you apologize.
And Jeff, too. I got in way over my head.
It's like we're passionate on things that we love, so it's cool.
I love wrestling. You know, it became my life. Like, I got into wrestling watching Bash at the Beach in 1996, and then it became part of my life for 18 years.
Yeah, it was like that for everybody, so it's all good. All good indeed.
Yeah, and I really want to apologize for the whole on your period line. I wasn't thinking. My instinct took over.
Yeah, like I said, I'll let her know when the next time I see her, so it's all good.
And tell Jeff that too.
Yeah, I will let him know, but we got to go. We got to get off the air. So thank you for that apology. And everybody, just tune in tomorrow for WFSO Aftermath. Peace out.
All right. Deuces.